For our last episode, we're covering an odd one. You've probably heard of Warhammer 40,000 at some point. Maybe you've seen a box of way too expensive plastic models in a game store, or you've read one of the untold thousands of books in the game setting. Maybe you played StarCraft and you Googled it to find out why the Marines look like that. What you may not know is that there's a long history of video games set in the Warhammer universe. Up until fairly recently, a lot of them were actually garbage. Shovelware put out with a profitable brand stapled onto it as a quick cash grab. There were diamonds in the rough. The Dawn of War strategy games and the Space Marine action game are some standouts from the 2000s, but ever since Games Workshop started being more selective with who it gave the license to, we've seen some real gems come out based on their enormous, messy, comically grim galaxy. We're talking today about one such gem from 2018, Mechanicus. Most 40k games, you can play them without knowing much about the setting going in, but this one needs a bit of a primer off the top. Here's a clip from a really good YouTube video on the subject to catch you up.
If you know nothing about the setting, just picture this. Hulk Hogan is in a cathedral, and he's fighting the devil. Hogan is wearing about 50 trucks worth of metal. Also, the cathedral is the size of Rhode Island, and in space. Hulk Hogan is the Imperium of Man. They're the humans in this setting, and probably the most popular faction for that reason. At this time, the setting didn't really have good guys, just lesser shades of evil. The Imperium is a bunch of fascist fanatics, but if you're a human, they're your best chance for being alive for a while.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well. But as for the characters in this game specifically, we're not playing as or against Hulk Hogan or the devil. Not directly, anyway. We're a group of humans called the Adeptus Mechanicus. I brought in a buddy of mine to help catch you up on what that is.
Originally, I discovered Warhammer by means of shitposts online. Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, that looks cool. And it just led into a downhill snowball effect of me discovering the games, which started with Dawn of War, which led to me discovering the books, which eventually led to my new plastic crack addiction.
This is Tannen. He's the one who got me into the setting and eventually the tabletop game. Here's his best attempt at catching you up quickly.
So, humanity in the far off future splintered off, etc., etc. But the boys on Mars were all the tech dudes, all the nerds. So eventually, far off in the future, Big E, the Emperor, goes off, finds these guys, and he's like, wow, look at these boys. But technology has become such a point where there is no more innovation, so they just have what's left over, and they've turned it into a whole far-off religion, following toasters and crap. So we now have these tech priests, garbed in red, these cyber nerds, if you will, that now venerate all machines and consider everything about the machines holy and have turned all tech manuals into Bibles. That is the Mechanicus.
Essentially, yeah, you're a bunch of nerds who pray to dishwashers. The game starts with you and your gang on a ship approaching an uninhabited planet, and I can't go farther without talking about the music. You've been hearing it in the background this whole time. It's the best soundtrack a game has ever had, probably the best a game will ever have. It's pipe organ dubstep. I've never heard anything like it, and I don't think I ever will again unless this gets a sequel, you know, God willing. I would pay the full price of the game for the soundtrack alone. If you take anything away from this episode of Dead Simple, it's that you should look up the soundtrack on Spotify. Anyway, after landing on the planet and investigating, we find it populated with the game's enemy forces, Necrons. Tannen's less familiar with these. I asked him to give me a rundown and it was really bad, so I'll give you the rundown this time. The Necrons are an ancient race of robot people who were in sleep mode until pretty recently in universe, when they started waking up. There's billions of them, and they sleep in these planet-sized wireless charging stations called Tomb Worlds. They hate organic life, they're basically undead Egyptian space terminators, and you stumbled onto one of their Tomb Worlds. The gameplay is slow-paced and tactical. It's a turn-based strategy game, fans of XCOM should feel at home, and despite it being two armies of robots fighting each other, the game goes to great lengths to differentiate you from them. For one thing, this is what you and your allies' voice acting sounds like. And this is how the Necrons talk.
Insects, this galaxy
The other thing is that sometimes Necrons wake back up after they die. They're robots, not people, so if the body is still mostly intact, they basically just have to hit the reset switch. It can be very frustrating early on, but it makes for a unique experience fighting them. As you work your way through the different corners of the Tomb World in each successive delve in, there's a Darkest Dungeon-like interface for that, you fill up an Awakening Meter. The more full it is, the more angry robots you get as you delve deeper. At the end of a run, how much you fill the Awakening Meter affects how full the global Awakening Meter is between missions. The more boys you wake up as you go fiddling around in their house touching their knickknacks, the more the entire planet wakes up. It's a soft timer to make you prioritize what side missions you take. And once it hits full, you have to do the final fight. And if you're not ready, you're dead. That was terrible. I'm gonna cut that. You can bring in a few named characters with you that you create and customize, similar to how it works in XCOM, but unlike in that, you can also bring nameless mooks with you too, if you have the spare cash at hand to pay them to come along. It makes the game a bit easier, but it also lets you experiment more, and the difficulty is extremely customizable, so you can make it an absolute hell crawl if that's more your speed. The story is unfortunately a bit of a nothing burger. It's pretty good by 40k standards, but it's a little bit baby's first sci-fi, if that makes sense. A lot of arguing about how much alien tech to preserve versus how much to destroy, and a whole lot of pontificating about in-universe religion. The voice acting, if you can call it that, really carries it. It's an extremely creative way to spend less money on voice actors. I love it. Mechanicus is a very different game to the others we've covered over the past few weeks, but if it's for you, you'll love it. Tannen also recommends it, and the DLC for what it's worth.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. I'd actually recommend getting it with the DLC as a combination. The DLC is pretty spicy too.
It's about $34 on Steam right now, or $40 with the DLC, which adds a few new levels and some more of that excellent music, and it's absolutely worth the price. If you do buy it and you do like it, consider leaving a positive review on whatever platform you bought it on. The 40k brand in gaming is a little tainted from all the crap games that came before, but Mechanicus is genuinely excellent and deserves more attention. Thanks for listening. This episode of Dead Simple was recorded, edited, and narrated by Steve Berard. Special thanks to Tannen Brantberry for appearing in this episode of Dead Simple. Music courtesy of Alibi Music, WeStar Music, Bulwark Studios, and Casito Games.